freeing of 50 women and children in return for the release of 150 Palestinian prisoners from Israel. But Israeli political analyst Dalia Shendlin says not everyone backs the swap of captives.
When Palestinian prisoners are released in exchange for Israeli hostages, it could very easily encourage Palestinian factions to take more prisoners. This is certainly one of the biggest justifications for the religious Zionist party and the government to say that they are against this deal.
North Wales Police says four teenagers aged 16 to 18 have been found dead in an overturned car. Mark Drakeford, the First Minister of Wales, has offered his condolences. The head of the World Health Organization says one of its employees has been killed in Gaza. Dr. Tedros Adhanom says Dima Alaj died alongside her husband, baby and two brothers. A legal challenge by opponents of the government's Troubles Act has begun at the High Court in Belfast. The law came into force in September and offers a conditional amnesty to individuals accused of conflict-related offences. Top Gear will not return for the foreseeable future following a crash that left presenter Freddie Flintoff seriously injured. The show's been in hiatus since he was taken into hospital in December 2022. One of the show's former Stigs, Perry McCarthy, says he thinks the decision's an overreaction.
I don't personally subscribe to the fact that the stunts have got ever more dangerous. I really don't. There's an element of danger in pretty much everything. The idea is to try and shrink that risk, and you'll never eradicate anything. As you know, if we're going to take this to its ultimate, you'd start cancelling Dancing on Ice.
Wales have taken an early 1-0 lead in their must-win Euro 2024 qualifier against Turkey. They need a victory and to hope that Croatia slip up in their game against Armenia to secure their place at the finals tonight. That game is also 0-0. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
This is Phoenix FM. This is Phoenix FM.
You are now tuned.
The only lead we have is this sound.
Aye, nice to talk to you, Rob.
This is Synth City with Rob Harvey.
Synth City.
Roadhouse.
Dusted flavored bloom. What you produce? Can you be of use? Or misused? Dusted flavored life. Sons of life. Can you reproduce? Or be of use? Every time. All your life. Lift the blinds. The inside. Take your time.
Dust
kicking off this week's edition of Sin City. They are Ditzy Yeller and Dust of Life. Dust? Dust? Welcome aboard Sin City for another Tuesday evening live and land from Phoenix FM Towers. Played this for the first time last week from State of the Union. It's Lifeline. And then I'll give you all what's in the show, including this very cool remix from Birmingham Electric in just a momentous. Oh, and a certain ex-member of Depeche Mode is on Foxless, but I'm telling you too much already.
Driving far on through the night, feelings buried deep within. Now I feel what life is all about. I cannot see, but I can feel. Dusk is only till the dawn. I just want to kiss your face goodnight.
On the show, I try to tag them in the chat thread in the SimCity Facebook group. And this group's called State of the Union. There must be a million people who've got profiles called State of the Union. And I just wonder, when a artist or someone decides to create their artist or band name, do they bother to Google it these days? Because back in the day, you just picked a name out of the hat and hoped you got away with it. Nowadays, it's supposed to be easier. Surely.
This is Synth City with Rob Harvey.
Now, on this particular show, we've got brand new from Center Excuse. So welcome back to them, guys. We've got The Project here with Lisa Pung. We've also got Montage Collective with Mr. Max Silva, plus Montage Noir, a Lifelong Corporation on the show, and a guy called Vince Clark. You might have heard of him. I don't know. He's got a new album, apparently. Plus, Fons Tramontano and Khalida J also on this their edition. And this one from Birmingham Electric. It's their current single, Circles, given the Malcolm Holmes remix treatment. You know, OMD.
Being run in circles.
Now, I'm getting the word nonce.
Hey, toilet mode, there's a child's bike outside.
You're with Rob Harvey.
The basket, she is hypnotized. She spreads her hoods, puts on a devious smile. The lid is off the basket, she is ready for a fight. Paints her lips so dangerously red, sprays her scent so generously that all the guys and girls turn their heads. She's dancing like a cobra, no charmer, she's a hunter on the loose. She's dancing like a cobra, her siren song will poison and seduce. If she lays eyes on you, you better run and hide. Before you know it, your bodies are intertwined. It only takes one bite to suck out all the life. It only takes one bite to leave you paralyzed. Paints her lips so dangerously red, sways her hips so carelessly that all the guys and girls turn their heads. She's coming for ya. She's dancing like a cobra, no charmer, she's a hunter on the loose. She's dancing like a cobra, her siren song will poison and seduce. She's dancing like a cobra, no charmer, she's a hunter on the loose. She's dancing like a cobra, her siren song will poison and seduce. Trapped in her old skin, trapped in her old skin. Trapped in her old skin, trapped in her old skin.
Pocket Knife Army, Dancing Like a Cobra. And like I said a little while earlier, it's been something that's playing in my mind for ages about artists who go and create their social media pages, but they seem to not think of the name of the artist and call themselves and then go and create a page and they go, oh, I've got to put official because someone's already took their name. No, you create a name, you search, you find if there's anyone who's doing anything, and then you kind of realise you have to change your names. It's not ego, you have to accept. If someone's got the name already, you have to think again. I don't know, maybe it's me being, I'm not a creative and I've got no clue. But let's face it, before we had the interweb, Facebook, Twitter and all that malarkey, people, you just kind of went, oh, I'm going to call myself after a villain, like Duran Duran or something like that. Anyway, what do I know? We've got brand new from Centric Skins in a moment. Well, there's a soapbox there for me. I might slip off. These are Magnetic Skies. Suffocate, which is what I'm going to have if I don't stop getting on my soapbox so early in the show.
Your arms around me felt like flying. You were all I knew.
hear some, that's Freud. I was trying to eat a biscuit just a minute ago after my rant, and then this track called Suffocate, and I nearly choked on the biscuit. It could have been all over. So I must not mock new artists in any shape or form. Here's brand new Centre Excuse, which I cannot mock. I can only be joyous that their brand new single is Time for Living, and it plays right now. Centre Excuse. It's a kind of, for me, a kind of Marillion vibe going on there. And for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about Marillion Mark II of Steve Ogarth. That's brand new from Centre Excuse, and it's rather dandy.
This
This is Synth City with Rob Harvey.
Check us out on Facebook.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
One thread to bring them all, and in the darkness bind them to Synth City.
So hello, hello, hello. Whatever time warp you're into, maybe you're listening live, and maybe you're catching on the podcast, but nonetheless, you're all welcome. And if you want to take part in the live chat while the show's on air, Simp City with Rob Harvey has a Facebook group. It's called Simp City with Rob Harvey, and you join that, and I'll post up a fresh chat thread every live radio show, and therefore you can chat to some of the luminaries and creatives that follow the show. I do try to interact in the page as well as running the show, so yeah, forgive me if I'm not all over it like a rash, but nonetheless, you're more than welcome to join the Facebook group, Simp City with Rob Harvey. So hello to you if you're in the room. And if you listen to the show for the last 8 years, you know how it goes. I have a quick say hello to those who've clicked on those lovely little icons so that I know you're in the room and in no particular order. I don't even think it's alphabetical, but that's the way they run in Metaworld. Good evening there to Carl. Hello to Max. Hello to Kevin. Hello to Andrew. Hello, Michael. Hello to Peter. Hello to Marie and Martin. And Martin, are you driving tonight or are you able to listen in with all your mind? Well, parts of it, eh? Hello there to Neil. Hello to Brian. Hello there to Amanda J. And the gang to Electric Blue. And the gang at Survival. And Andrew is here as well. And who else is not in the room that I'm not saying hello to? I should stop clicking on it myself because I've got to resist saying hello to myself each week. That's really sad. But if you are on a chat room and you haven't clicked on any of the little icons, the thumb up or love heart or whatever it is, it kind of just helps me find you to say hello at this juncture in the show. So yes, good evening one and all. Of course, if you're listening in to the podcast edition, which goes out on a Wednesday, you can... Oh, hello to Kitty. Sorry, Kitty. If you're able to listen to it via the podcast, then there's a chat option at the bottom of the actual blog. And you can leave a comment there. It's all searching. It's everywhere. Now then, recently we had a lot of hype over certain albums and artists releasing, and Vince Clarke has got his first ever debut solo album, which I must admit I've got a copy of. I haven't had a chance to go through all of it, apart from the track I'm going to be playing on later on tonight. But it kind of makes me laugh about how everyone fascinates themselves, mostly the media types, on one particular element. It's always the sort of, you know, one key part. Not about the creativity or anything else. It's all about the fact that, in this particular case, it's his debut album, his debut solo album. He's had solo albums of a kind before with other people, and technically, if you are with somebody else, i.e. producing or whatever, it's semi-solo. But they kind of get lost in that, and I just wonder whether, you know, do you kind of get lost in the hype of the PR when you're releasing your material, you know, because it's important to get people interested in what you're releasing, or do you kind of stick to the bottom line of whatever it is you're doing, you know? This is the song, this is the album, blah, 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 and not any kind of clever arty thing, you know? And I'm not talking about sort of the mini Stonehenge kind of hype and things like that, but I think it's since we've been watching a lot of these programs about these superstars of the 70s and 80s, and I just wonder whether, you know, we get lost in the hype and forget the actual creative part because we're fighting against each other. Now, I don't think I make a great deal of sense, but nonetheless, if it makes any sense to you, feel free to tweet me at ElectronicRV. Do you follow the PR hype of any new releases, or do you just wait to hear and think, yeah, that's all right. I'll have a copy of that.
This is Sin City.
Me free.
Mode, a little old classic. Album, track, B-side, whichever way you heard it. Set Me Free, which is open brackets, close brackets, Remotivate Me. They don't do that much anymore, do they? The old have part of the tile in brackets. So I'm going to address that by having two songs back to back, with the first part of the song title in brackets and the second part not. And this particular band that follows on from Depeche Mode will play London and Birmingham over the weekend. They're Cult with No Name. And P.S. and P.P.S. the prospect of PTSD. And then we're brand new from the project. In London and now in Birmingham. Yeah, I dare say you had a treat. They're always good live. Such a smooth, polished sound. Cult with No Name. Time for the project. I'm pronouncing it in English because I always massacre the name. Pamela Amen be the tune featuring Lisa Pung. This is their brand new collab.
Bummer.
Synth City with Rob Harvey.
What on earth was I drinking last night? My head feels like there's a Frenchman living in it.
Rob Harvey, the perfect face for radio.
Tumbling down by the face on the love and fears. Into the void, into the world, on the single red. Force yourself to react, they are coming back. Really coming back on the strange affair. I'm the strange affair. I'm the strange affair. I'm the strange affair. To my soul infect, to the love and shame on your face. Trembling now, be afraid, on the floor at knees. You're so scared, easily sold by the sign of cross. Call your sons to react, they are coming back. Really coming back. I'm the strange affair. I'm the strange affair. I'm the strange affair. I'm the strange affair. Tender strength by yourself on the beats of art. You're so alone, express yourself, tell me what you pain. Live and die to react, they are coming back. Really coming back. I'm the strange affair. I'm the strange affair. I'm the strange affair. I'm the strange affair. To my soul infect, to the love and shame on your face.
More and one more cup of coffee. and former French band called Neon Lines.
To the valley below.
J-D-Y-N-N-N. I don't know how you pronounce that, so I didn't try. Now I've got a brand new from Montage Collective with cool vocals from Max Silver to come. New single, the debut single from Faint Line and Dorothy. Not too sure whether it's about friends of Dorothy, but nonetheless, if you are a Dorothy, you're quite welcome. DJ NNS, maybe that's Dijon, I don't know. Right. Montage Collectives are here with Unfinished Boy featuring Mr. Max Silver.
You never saw me there.
we've yet to live is not over yet. So will you walk with me?
Phoenix FM.
Don't worry, my boy. If you should falter, remember that Captain Darling and I are behind you.
About 35 miles behind.
Rob Harvey!
Yeah. All right. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I just saw SpaceX.